What day is it?
Thursday.
Today is Thursday.
Boop. Time to go to work.
I don't think I want to go.
I'm sorry, but you have to go.
Why is that?
You amuse me.
You occasionally amuse me.
I amuse you, but I bore you.
What? You don't do that.
Alright, what happened?
You almost
slept through it.
Slept through what?
Showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and I'm so honored that you are with me today. I know we've got some crappy smoke out there, and it's hard to breathe, but just take a deep breath. We're going to get through this. Today's poll question at 923fmtalk.com and 991fmtalk.com. Dems are announcing a pathway to citizenship that will be in the reconciliation bill. Should Republicans support this? Why is this even today's question? Because the labor secretary is in Las Vegas to promote immigrant protections. Yes, it's about illegals in this country. It's not about the hardworking men and women of this country. And we see it all around us. People's protections, people's liberties, people's freedoms being taken away any chance they get. So, how do you fight back? You get a fighter. It's the Monica J. Show, but joining me right now is the real voice of Northern Nevada and Nevada in general, and the people's voice, because he's the people's champ. It's Joey Gilbert, Gilbert Law. Thank you, Joey, for being with me today. I know you've been busy. You were on the Doug Billings Show today already.
Yes, we've had a busy morning. Always something going on. So we're just staying in the fight, as you know, Monica. Craziness, you know, just to have to deal with the amount of emails and requests that come in on a daily basis is a challenge. God, I don't even know what else to say. It's just unbelievable the amount of fear and frustration, angst, just, you know, problems that this governor and that this, you know, response to this absolutely ridiculous, you know, pandemic that they've, you know, been perpetrating among the American people since, you know, last time, you know, this time last year is ridiculous. So every day, same thing, more emails, more requests from parents begging, pleading for help. We don't have enough attorneys. We don't have enough bandwidth, even with, you know, me being, you know, director of strategy for America's frontline doctors. I don't have, you know, enough help for all the help that's needed. And it's just sad. It's unfortunate. It's sad.
You know, I saw that actually during the cyber symposium for Mike Lindell, that it just, that's the big question that is being asked, is where are all the lawyers that should be fighting this? And they're not. But Joey, I'm right there with you. I'm 1,300 emails behind myself. But let's get to this, because I sent you a message that I've got whistleblowers coming to me now from the Department of Corrections that they are being forced, intimidated, mandated, that's, you know, the term that the governor likes to use, to get an experimental shot. And they need help fighting back. You've got a lawsuit going that you, from what I understand, are now going to roll the state employees into?
Yes, Monica. You know, what's been happening is we don't just have a few. We have thousands of state employees that have been reaching out now. I did a Facebook Live yesterday morning because Sigal Chattah, who's going to be running for our attorney general, and hopefully ends up as our attorney general, the woman who I took the governor to the Ninth Circuit over and opened the churches, you know, she on Tuesday night, with school being the, you know, first day of school being Tuesday, she got, you know, influx of calls. So did I, from around the state, of please help us. And so we were working on that. But then at the same time, we had the state workers who are, you know, coming up against a deadline here to either be vaccinated or start having to go through an invasive testing procedure, which only reason I bring up the schools and the state is we're already seeing what's happening with the teachers trying to test. The teachers that have chosen not to get the vaccination, the fake vaccination, the gene therapy, are spending an hour, you know, sitting in the sun waiting to take a test that they ran out of tests in Las Vegas. They're having to drive 30 minutes from their home or from their school after school or before school to take this test. And what they're doing is they're just trying to make it absolutely impossible and so tough for anybody to do anything so that you just cave in and take the vaccine. Mm-hmm. And it's the most despicable act I've ever seen. It's truly something, you know, typical out of Governor Sisolak's playbook. It's his MO. He's a dirty, disgusting, corrupt hack. And he's using the kids as leverage, as pawns. He's using the teachers and their ability to teach as pawns, and the ability to be at their schools or, you know, be able to, you know, have time with their families, because this is taking an hour to 2 hours out of their day to go test. And he's doing all these other games where if a teacher or somebody is, you know, in around someone that's considered a positive, then they're going to have to quarantine and go get tested. Same thing with the state. You know, people, I've got state employees that are coming in saying that someone said that this person may be positive for COVID. It may be a positive COVID exposure. So because of that, and because they're not vaccinated, they have to go quarantine and get tested. Oh, and if they don't have sick days, they have to pay for it themselves. You know, it's ludicrous. It's actually preposterous. And Monica, I got to say this. It's downright illegal. This is to anybody listening in the state. Don't play the game. Do not quit or resign or let them fire you. They cannot force, they cannot mandate something that's under an emergency use authorization. Let me say this one more time. This quote unquote vaccine, which is not a vaccine, and it's an experimental gene therapy that does not prevent infection or transmission of any type. All right. And the majority of the people in the hospitals, both in the UK, Israel, and now the United States, are the vaccinated, not the unvaccinated. And because these people are smart enough and have done their research and chosen not to get vaccinated, they are being discriminated against like I've never seen in the workplace. But we had someone in the NDOC, you probably heard about this. Someone dropped a hazmat suit on someone's desk trying to be funny. That because they weren't vaccinated, they were a hazard, when these idiots don't even realize that it's the vaccinated that are causing this variant. Per Anthony Fauci's own words, the titers or the viral load located in the nasal passages of those who are vaccinated is oftentimes, if not most times, stronger than those in the unvaccinated. Why is that? Because the vaccine destroys the antibody, it's called antibody-dependent enhancement. It destroys the natural antibodies and your broad-spectrum antibodies, and it makes you get sicker faster because it destroys your body's innate immune system. But that being said, if state workers being discriminated against, they're being told they have to wear a mask all day, and if they come into contact with someone that may or may not be positive, you know, that just could be a possible positive, they have to quarantine, they have to test. And the person that they've been vaccinated, even though the vaccinations don't prevent transmission or infection, they don't have to be tested or isolated. And here's the craziest part, Monica. This applies at both the schools and in the state. So now if you pull the emergency use authorization, the only thing the vaccine did get, you know, emergency use authorization for was to reduce symptoms. So now you have people that have been vaccinated. They're carrying a higher viral load than the unvaccinated. Their symptoms aren't as bad. They're at the workplace. They're at the school. They don't have to be secluded. They don't have to be isolated. In some cases, they don't have to wear a mask. And they're the ones that are the sickest and have the opportunity to get everybody else sick. It's complete backwards thinking. And now they're discriminating against state of Nevada employees by trying to make it tough for them and make them feel out of place. They're brutally, you know, discriminating against them. They're putting them under all kinds of extreme duress and coercion. And finally, I'll say, Governor Sisolak was on a call with Attorney General Ford and the director for the Nevada Department of Corrections, and he was asking them why the inoculation rate was so low. And they said, well, you know, Governor, we were just trying. It's still under 50%. He goes, well, you know, outside of a little sore arm, there's been no adverse events, have there been? And they all shook their heads in agreement with him and said, no, there hasn't. When they lied and knew that that has not been the case, they almost lost a lieutenant, you know, flatlined over this vaccine. They've had tons of adverse reactions from both inmates and NDOC staff, and they're still playing a game. But I'll tell you something, where Sisolak shot himself in the foot, as you look up informed consent, if he went on public record and said there's been no adverse reactions, and he's the chief executive officer of the state, and he, by that token, he is you know, putting out extreme amounts of duress or coercion just by saying that and pushing these people to get vaccinated when he knows it's dangerous.
Exactly. And it's not just the, I'm glad you brought up the fact that it's not just the employees, it is the inmates as well, because they're being coerced and pressured that they can't see their loved ones unless they get the vaccine, or people can't go into the prison unless they get the shot. And it's reprehensible.
Yeah, Joey, I mean, Gilbert, can you imagine that? Have you ever? Unbelievable, they're doing that to people. They're not letting them see their family. They're not letting our military come back home from deployment, leave their bases unless they agree to get this. It is absolute, you know, unfairness, unconstitutional. Look up what happened with the anthrax vaccine. They took Rumsfeld to court. They won. You cannot mandate an experimental medical protocol. Monica, we got to fight this. All hands on deck. Get in the fight, everybody.
Exactly. Joey Gilbert's going to hang with us for just a few more minutes.
Live streaming at 991fmtalk.com.
The FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada. KKFT 99.1.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Don't forget, if you go to our webpage at 923fmtalk.com or 991fmtalk.com, we have our podcasts. If you have missed any part of our interview this morning with Joey Gilbert, you'll definitely want to go and listen to that. Joey's back on the line with us. Joey, I have to ask, because we've talked a lot about the employees and of the state and those who are incarcerated, but let's talk about the doctors for a minute, because a lot of people are going to their doctors looking for exemption notes, whether they have allergies or if they have heart conditions, even asthma for the kids, to either get away from the shot or get away from masks. And doctors aren't writing these exemptions because they're being intimidated by the American Medical Association. How is that playing into all of this?
Well, you know, it is playing into it. You know, what they're doing is egregious. You know, there's never been a time in our history where they've forced these types of things on people and did not allow for medical exemptions. I mean, you have, at the end of the day, if they will provide no information about what's in this thing. And so with people that have autoimmune diseases, with people that have any illnesses, the frail especially, no one should be getting this. No one should. And then when you take into account that there are valid medical objections, valid medical concerns, you should have no problem getting a medical exemption. And then again, religious preference, your religious exemptions, there should be no question that a religious exemption, it should not be something that has to pass any scrutiny. It could be as simple as that my body's a temple and I don't put garbage into it. For all those people out there that eat healthy, that don't take medication, that don't take anything. And I've got more friends that are like that than friends that aren't. And so now you're going to try and force them to take an unproven, you know, and again, something that no one knows what's in it because the packet inserts are left blank. It's insane. And so I would just say this, America's Frontline Doctors has set up a fund. You know, we're defending doctors across the nation that have faced this. And, you know, there's some of them. Most doctors are cowards. Most pediatricians, especially in Reno and Northern Nevada, are all cowards. They're actually not only suggesting that you put your two-year-old or above in a mask, even though there isn't a kid that's died in the state from the coronavirus that didn't have, you know, other advanced pre-existing conditions of some type. And so to do so is insane, you know. And so these doctors, these pediatricians, they're cowards. I hope people really learn right now. Anybody who was wondering what you would have done if you lived back, you know, during the times of Nazi Germany, what you would have done, you know, you're looking at yourself in the mirror if you go along with this. You're looking, you doctors that are saying put the kid in mask, you're participating. And I hope these guys end up getting hauled in for a new Nuremberg trial, because if you don't know what's in it, truly as a doctor, you don't know. The package inserts are there. They're not brought up to speed. I've sat with many doctors and asked them, so you won't, you know, provide a medical exemption, but, you know, and you can't tell me what's in it. So how can you then suggest anybody should take this? A true informed consent means they have to know. You have to explain to people what could happen. How can you explain to anybody how their body's going to react to something when you don't even know what it is that you're putting in it? So I think that when it's all said and done, I think we're going to see, like, you know, look, they're going to try like heck in the Congress and in the Senate and through Biden's puppet, you know, administration. They're going to try and pass all kinds of stuff to make sure that doctors can never question this, to make sure that there's no blowback on doctors that won't do these things. But I think American people are waking up. And, you know, Mindy Robinson from Vegas said this. I loved it. Her comment she provided to the Clark County Commission the other day, she, you know, in the other females that were there, were saying, you know, the bottom line is, you guys, you're making these rules for everyone else, but you're not, you know, you're not sticking to them for themselves. I know a lot of these elected officials that didn't get the vaccine yet, and no one's pushing them. It's just the, you know, the wink, wink thing. You know, they're the same ones taking their masks off and doing everything else. They're out at parties without their masks on. Look at Tick Sitterbloom. But, you know, there was a gal down in Clark County, and she said, we are 100%. We have 100%, you know, a victory against monarchs in this country. We have 100% victory against tyranny and against dictators in this country. And it's going to take some time, but the American people are waking up. There were 900 people at the Power to Parent last night in front of the Clark County School District. There are hundreds of people showing up to the school districts here. They are only making these parents more and more mad and more agitated. And again, Sisolak first tried with the carrot. Now he's going to the stick. And then he's leaning on doctors and trying to scare them about writing valid medical exemptions for people, which is just unheard of. It's disgraceful. And I would encourage any doctor that's been threatened or being threatened to reach out to my law office and to get on America's Frontline Doctors, sign up, and we will help you.
Joey, I literally only have 3 minutes left with you, and this is opening a can of worms, but it's an important question that I keep getting asked through email and texts, and that is, they fought it in Alberta, Canada. They won because the variant of COVID-19, or whether it be the Delta or the Lambda, what makes it a virus has not been isolated, and they cannot prove it in a court of law. Why have we not seen anybody take up this mantle or this strategy here in this country?
Well, let me just say this, Monica. So I'm very familiar with that case. I've actually pulled everything. And within hours of that going live, I had the information in my hands. We're working on it. I've got, you know, as director of strategy for America's Frontline Doctors, I have about, you know, 60 attorneys that I'm working with, and some of the access to some of the bigger firms. And so we are doing everything we can. I'm getting declarations from these people in Canada. I'm getting it from our CDC. It is a concentrated effort. We're working on it. And I'll just tell everybody knows me. You don't think for a second I'm not all over this, and I'm not doing everything I can, because if that is exactly what happened, which I was told that's not what happened, that they actually let him off on a procedural, you know, error. There was something there, but that they did then recognize this issue with the, you know, again, Dr. Judy Mikovits told me to my face, they've never isolated the Corona-19 virus in the human genome. It's a monkey virus, and they used sequencing, you know, batches and pairs of similar viruses to try and basically create this, but it has never been isolated. I take her word over anybody's, and again, I will not stop until I get some clarity on this. And again, if there is a chance for the American people, and especially the state of Nevada, to use this to end this ridiculous manufactured public health crisis that our governor is using as a power grab, I will definitely do that.
What do you need from Nevadans and the American people? What do you need them to do for you?
You know what? I'm saying this the other day. I said this on Doug Billings. I need everybody to step up. I need whistleblowers to start coming forward. You guys have heard things at these school meetings. You guys that were inside and you heard stuff about what the governor was doing, what they were doing in the hospital association, not providing the right medications, what they're now doing with the vaccine mandates. You guys know stuff. You know where the money went. You know who's benefiting from the money. Step forward. Whistleblowers, step forward. Same thing goes with elections down in Clark County, anywhere. You got information. You knew what happened. You know what happened. How is it feeling now? Those of you that were happy to deliver the Biden-Harris ticket, my union members down in Las Vegas, culinary union members, anybody that thought that it was a great thing, now you're all second-guessing what's happened to this country as we stay in this state. Blue states only. Why is it the blue states only that are back in mask mandates? Their kids are being tested. They're going to be tested biweekly. If you saw something, say something. Reach out, media@joeygilbertlaw.com. Reach out to Monica Jay. Get her the information. If you don't trust me, trust Monica. Get it to her. She'll get it to me. But I'm just asking everybody in this country and everybody listening to this radio show, you know people. help me get to the bottom of this. Find me the information on this vaccine nonsense, on the mask nonsense, and on the money behind this, the whole pandemic, and then on the election malfeasance. Get me this information. I need your help.
I'm going to go over and be a minute late here. Joey, what's happening on August 22nd?
August 22nd, I'm making my formal announcement that I'm going to be running for governor, but I'm having a no mask, no mask mandate. I mean, no mask, no mask rally about the mandate. And again, this is for our community. You know, we have a lot of Latinos in our community that have had it, that are done playing the game. They represent a huge force in Nevada. And I think they understand as much as I do, no mask, no mask, meaning we're done. We're done with all this nonsense. I'll be making a formal announcement of my, you know, getting in the governor's race here in Reno on the 22nd. And then I'll be doing it again the 28th in Las Vegas at Calvary Chapel, Lone Mountain, the church I got open with Segal Chatah. And so we want everybody that we can get to the Reno, downtown Reno, Believe, you know, Plaza, the statue down there, the Believe statue, 10 a.m., August 22nd. Be ready for your boy to drop the truth hammer on all these corrupt politicians and announce that we're taking Nevada back.
We are taking Nevada back, and we're taking it red. Joey Gilbert, thank you so much for joining me today. And I know exactly where you're at. So when I say, please, blessings, relax, I appreciate your time today more than anything.
Thank you, Monica. Thanks for everything you're doing, too.
Thanks, Joey. All right, there goes Joey Gilbert. We'll be back.
Audience participation suggested. KKFT is Nevada's Fox News FM talk station. 99.1 KKFT. KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And wow, so many. I'm sorry, I was not looking at my emails or my text while Joey was on. I try to focus on him and I listen to what he's saying. So for all of your questions, send me your questions. And what I'll do is I'll compile them all into one big list and send it off to Joey so he can answer them individually, and then I'll try to get the answers back to you, or we'll do another quick little Q&A show. We can do that as well. I do want to make one correction. Joey is so spread out, and everything that he's doing is he made one little mistake. So no masks, no moss here at the Believe sign, the downtown Reno Plaza there, August 22nd at 1 p.m. Okay, so that's Sunday at 1, and I hope we see you there. There's going to be medical experts speaking. There's going to be warrior parents speaking. I'm going to be there speaking, and it's important for you to be there. We see these events going on all over the country, where thousands of people are showing up, but not here. Not here in Northern Nevada. We see it in Southern Nevada, but not here in Northern Nevada. Another rally tonight, 6 o'clock in front of the state capitol to protest wearing masks and being mandated at work, all these businesses. The businesses have to step up. Step forward. We saw it with the RTC. They didn't step up. Had a gentleman that called up and, you know, refused bus service because he wasn't wearing a mask, even though he has a medical condition. When do your rights of having a medical condition, you know, just fall to the wayside because these guys say, wear a mask, can't get on the bus, wear a mask? Well, maybe that's one of the reasons why they're striking. Who knows? Let's go to the talk and text lines at 884-9910 and check in with Ryan this morning. Wants to talk about the bus strike that is still going on. But, you know, everybody be at calm, be at ease, because Hillary Sheevy's getting involved now. So, yeah. Ryan, well, thanks for being on the show. What are your thoughts?
Well, I did some digging yesterday. I talked to it took me a little while, but I talked to Denise Thompson, one of the executive directors of CISTA for RTC, and she explained to me why they can't do any fans, because once they signed a contract with Keelers to take over the whole bus system. Their hands were tied.
Right.
And she directed me over to the Teamsters Local 533. And I was able to get a hold of one of the high people at the Teamsters at Local 533, Mr. Ross. I think it was Thompson, his last name was. And he explained to me that the real reason is that this was a verbal deal between the Teamsters and Keyless on Saturday. They said they got them to agree this one little thing of $12 for insurance, and we'll go back to work. And the Teamsters signed it on Saturday. It's been sitting on Keyless's desk since Saturday. And the main reason they're trying to do this is they're trying to bust the union. They see Keyless and RTC, they see an opportunity. We can bust the union, put so much pressure, and we can get non-union people in there and make it a whole lot cost-effective. And that's the main reason for why this is going on.
Ryan, you're awesome for making those phone calls. Absolutely awesome. But that just goes to show, even that they made this verbal agreement, even though they got something going, again, it just sits on somebody's desk just to, you know, cause even more havoc.
And guess what? And from what Mr. Thompson told me, says, because you know next week is the monthly board meeting at RTC, basically because they're the puppets of Keyless trying to get rid of the Teamsters. This is, you know, the real people behind of all this is the RTC, because they don't want the teams, they don't want the union either. If we get a cheaper deal with non-union, you use Keyless as our frontman, then we're going to do it. And, you know, that's how
none of these, you know, I go back to, you know, my experience with unions. And when the unions started out, you think of like the movie, you know, what was it? The Martha Bugs Ray? No, not Martha Ray. That was an old actress. But you know what
I'm
talking about.
Yeah, with Sally Field. Yeah, with Sally Field.
Yeah, the one with Sally Field. You know, unions,
yeah.
Norma Ray. Unions had a purpose. There were employees that were downtrodden and abused, and they had no rights. But in today's society, unions are just power and money grabs. It's not about the people who are part of the unions. It's about money and power for the unions. What do you think, Ryan?
You know what? He explains, you know what? We didn't even want to strike the Mr. Thompson, if I remember his last name correctly, I hope I'm saying it right. So you know what, Ryan? We didn't even want to strike. We were pushed into a corner to a point where this was the last straw for us. And basically, we didn't want to strike because our bus drivers, we communicate with all your bus passengers. We realize this is a life source because now, on top of the strike affecting the people that don't have cars, that can't drive, it's affecting now the working disabled community will access, because they have to use most of about 60-75% of the access drivers to keep the 1, the 11, and the regional connected going. So it takes an extra long time more on top for the disabled community.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, no, Ryan, we didn't want to strike, but we were forced into a corner where we had no choice. And we understand, you know, we're the bad guys, but we tried everything we could, and we just got pushed into a corner.
Yeah.
You know, in this case, if you have any concerns or fans, the best thing is, like, I tried to get a hold of Firmino here, Nino Majordan, and Oscar DeGaller, and their executive assistant. Never found them, sent an email. Of course, and Sparks is Ed Larson for the mayor, for the RTC commissioner. But the biggest thing is, if you have any complaints, if this strike keeps going until next Friday, which is the board meeting at, I think it's 9 a.m. at the Washer County Complex, 1001 East 9th Street. I'm really surprised we see a lot of people there complaining, saying, step in, RTC. You have the power to force Keyless because the contract's coming up for renewal soon. You have the power to step in and let's get this over with.
Well, I hope you're there, Ryan, because as of usual,
I'm going to be there.
9 a.m., people working, they don't have the opportunity to speak their mind. So.
Yeah, and I hope you mind on that Monday. That Monday after you let me call in and let me tell you what happened when I found out.
Absolutely, 100%. Ryan, thank you for calling in today and giving us that information,
Monica,
and doing the due diligence. That's what people don't do anymore. They just take the word of someone, some entity, you know. And Ryan has challenged me on this before. Do your due diligence. Don't trust the mainstream media. Don't trust the local media. Don't trust me. Do your due diligence. Make the phone calls. When it directly affects you, you've got to have skin in the game. You've got to get involved. I just received this, and I don't want people to be into panic, but I will explain something to you. Somebody just sent me a text. Will this happen in Northern Nevada? CDC announces COVID internment camps for every U.S. city. Will separate families by force, claims to meet minimum humanitarian standards. So what this is in reference to is the CDC. Somebody started this out on the internet again, actually last week. Interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. So my husband and I both sat down and read this because my husband is the most rational, analytical person, honestly, that I know. He deals a lot with contracts, with governments. He's actually a member on the board of FEMA, not for for radio, for First Alert and stuff like that. And he gets notice of stuff. Well, he's not on the board, but he's a part of it. That's all you need to know. So we went through all of this. And the first thing that you have to remember is look at the date on it. This was updated July 26th of 2020. So this is always something that they've got lurking in the background. But they updated it in July to specifically turn to COVID. Is this going to happen here? I'll let you know.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM talk. And live right now with your calls.
I know. Don't you hate it when I do a tease like that? All right. Interim operational considerations for implementing the shielding approach to prevent COVID-19 infections in humanitarian settings. Basically, concentration camps for those that are deemed contagious with COVID. And yes, you heard me right. This was updated in July of 2020. You have to remember, remember last year we were seeing all those white trailers here and people said, oh no, those are for something else and blah, blah, blah. The CDC, which is a non-governmental agency, they take donations, they, you know, find their funding someplace. They put all this together with the help of the World Health Organization, with the UN and all that other BS. But what happened was we knew that it wasn't a pandemic. We knew way back when. We got the information out to people and they woke up to what was going on. Will they try this? Of course. Someplace. It's all a test to see how much you will take, how much you will give up. So it's a real document of separating families, separating people from their loved ones, and putting them in to big old camps. This is the future. We told you it was coming. So now you need to do some education for yourself. All you have to do is go to the CDC.gov coronavirus/2019-NCOV. Global COVID-19 It didn't start in February of 2020. They've been planning this for a lot longer than that. Fortunately, enough people pushed back and woke up that they didn't succeed. But that doesn't mean that they're not going to try it in the future. It's the Monica Jay Show. Now I have a personal issue. It's not a problem. It's just an issue. Most people know that I give up anything for my animals. Well, I give up anything for most people's animals, too. An emergency situation came my way from a friend who knew somebody that had two red purebred Australian shepherds that they sold everything and got a motorhome and are going to travel the country. And rather than dump these dogs at the shelter, or even the thought was to, it makes me sick to think, to euthanize them. I have them. They're actually laying under my desk right now. So free of charge to a good, loving home, preferably a ranch, because these guys, they want to run cattle. Please email me or text me, because I want to keep them together. There's 3-year-old male Draco and 2-year-old Dressa. Draco is fixed. Dressa, well, you never want to fix a dog until they're after 2 anyway, just, you know, to let their hormones and let them mature. But they are beautiful dogs. They are loving dogs. I can't tell you. I mean, I don't even need to take a bath anymore because of all the kisses I get. Actually, I probably should, because, you know, dogs' mouths. But they are amazing, amazing dogs. I have a German Shepherd and a Sheltie, and all they do is just play outside. They're great with kids. They're house trained. They're command trained. They're better trained than my dogs. They went running to the fence to bark at the neighbor's dog, and I said, stop, and they both stopped, and they both came back to me. I was like, damn, maybe I should adopt my dogs and keep them. No, I wouldn't do that. But, yeah, they can't stay here. I'm just fostering them until we find a good, loving home. So if you know anybody who loves red Australian Shepherds, I'll send you pictures, whatever you need. But again, I want to keep them together, and they will bring much joy into your life for years and years and years to come. It's the Monica Jay Show. It's your show. We've covered a lot today. We've covered the schools. We've covered the masks. We've covered the mandates. Joey Gilbert, if you missed his interview, please check out the podcast. Listen to what he had to say. The lawsuits are out there. If you know anything, just like people with the Nevada DOC have done, get a hold of me, get a hold of Joey. We need the support, because we're going full bore on this. We're not letting this dictator that thinks he is a, you know, governor of the people. We are not letting him take over. We are not letting him control your lives. If you don't want that vaccine, don't get that vaccine. If you don't want to wear a mask, don't wear a mask. We will protect you. It might get a little hard before we get there, but we will protect you with the Monica Jay Show. Love you. Have a great day.